strategic business development. So, strategic business development. The council wrote a letter stating that we appreciate to discuss several issues with the board. So, in the view of time, I would like to directly go to the issues, because the fact that we did not formulate a decision simply means we have to. It's not very clear to us at this moment. So, please.
Now the question is my fault or your fault? But,
yeah, thanks.
What we did indeed after the initial remarks of the University Council is we sent a letter that at least was intended to clarify our position, and hopefully that worked out in that way, in which we asked consent for the expansion of the Strategic Business Development Department for next year. And during that year, we will, well, actually not during that year because we already have started with that, but we are going to formulate a further implementation plan for the years thereafter, which is also specifically tied to Shaping 2030, the strategy document. But since this is again a move that we feel cannot longer wait to be implemented, we feel that it's necessary to already start with that, and therefore we ask the University Council about the consent of the University Council to please start expanding that department and hiring the people. In the outset, there was also some confusion about people that are already being hired. But just for clarity's sake, and that was also in the letter I explained, that is the people who are hired for SBD, but through SBD, because those are people who work on several projects, who derive from the regio deal and who have specific tasks that will be working in the faculty. So they are not assigned to strategic business development directly. And it was by the request of the faculties themselves that SBD would take the central role there to make sure that the right people were selected. Also because sometimes you can combine tasks and positions to make sure that you get the best coordination as possible. The bottom line of the proposal that we have put forward is that as University of Twente we severely lack in terms of attracting second and third money stream. One way or another, it is difficult for us to sufficiently focus and especially also to sufficiently coordinate. And that was also precisely why a couple of years ago we installed SBD. Last year, during the evaluation of UT 2020, the reorganization process, as you may recall, there was basically one conclusion with respect to SBD. So far, this has not developed yet sufficiently. And that had to do with a couple of issues. First of all, there was still discussion about what precisely the role of SBD would be. And next to that, also a very simple reason. The managing director of that department left to work for another university, and thereafter we could not hire a successor. One of the reasons why we could not hire a successor with the right credentials is because also for the outside world and also internally, it was insufficiently clear what precisely SBD could and would do. And that was for the board an additional reason to really make sure that we would set up something that really would make a difference. The good news is, and you could also read that from the reports from the Strategic Council that was just before the summer. The summary was a bit short, but there is very broad support for reinforcing SPD and to bring together a number of people who now are working independently, but not necessarily coordinated to work on the same thing, and especially to work on a number of things that so far the University of Twente has trouble to organize, be it setting up large collaborations with corporate stakeholders' office, be it chipping in sufficiently in the top sectorial allies, if I may call that Dutch word, be it really be present at those places, especially in The Hague and in Brussels, where decisions are being formulated. So in terms of agenda setting, we just lack the power to do that. And the strengthening of SBD must solve those issues. That is an introductory part.
Yeah. Let's go to the council. Who wants to start? Well, Dick wants to start, so.
Yeah. Well, I took a look at the reorganization plan. That's less than 2 years ago. This, the last part concerning SPD was settled, I think, in December 2017, less than 2 years ago. SPD was formed including the European office or something like that, and they had some extra positions, I think especially for business development. So now you drop to the conclusion that we have to extend this capacity in business development by six persons in the year to come, and even more. My question would be, are there vacancies? Is that part of the six? But also, if you take a look at the reorganization plan, the whole package of tasks for SBD was shared with the I think the business directors of the institutes will still be in the institutes, but partly in SBD. And I think especially for the large projects, the European Union you mentioned, the scientific directors and the business directors of the old institutes were very busy in that respect. Now they still are there, having different positions. So my question is, what is the reason that this hybrid organization of business development in all aspects was not that successful, and it needs such a large capacity extension? So those are my questions.
Can I address that?
Yeah.
That's a good question, Dick, because it's precisely why we are doing it the way that we do. Indeed, we have institutes with a scientific director and a business director, but they are very much focused on the content. And in terms of execution, you're really going for the long haul, which means that you have to invest, you have to follow up, you have to make collaborations with all kinds of stakeholders that you so far don't have. And in terms of execution, that power is just not there. And one of the developments that we have seen is that not within the institutes, because formerly the institutes do not have staff, but the faculties, they are adding additional staff to basically compensate for that. But what you then see is that in faculty X, there are two people added, in faculty Y, there is also one or two people added. And they work more or less independently, not informing each other sufficiently, not known, not angry. And that has nothing to do with that it is not goodwill, but it is just too complicated. So it was also specifically at the request of the faculties, please let's try to bring those people as much together. also given the fact there is a lot of additional work coming from, for example, the regio, but also from the missie-gedreven beleid of the Dutch government, etc., etc. And what we really try to do is to combine those and have those people work together. So in terms of, instead of hiring people in a dispersed way, with all the coordination issues that go along with that, there is a general feeling that we should maybe make that one entity. And obviously those people will be standing with one leg in the entity, but that the other one with SVD to precisely coordinate what needs to be coordinated. Next to the fact that we really need to step up to make the difference.
So in that respect, it's not new positions, but just transferring positions from faculty to SBD?
No, there's also an enforcement of, because we just need those the people. The countdown is also in the document, as you can read. In a second stage, we indeed also want to transfer people who are already working in faculties to SBD. But that is not the decision that we're asking that, because that is indeed a reorganization, and then we have to decide what kind of reorganization it is, and that is then where the University Council comes in at that point of time. But that is not the case now. What we are now doing is, next to organizing stuff in a better, more, less ambiguous way, is really reinforcing to make sure that we do what we need to do as a university.
I think the right order in doing this reorganization, which is your proposal, is just to discuss this the best way of working, and then change the organization, and then raise the capacity. I think that would be the right order in which things should be done. Maybe you can temporarily hire some extra personnel if there is not sufficient guidance for getting the projects here. But that would be a temporary measure, I think.
Precisely what we did the last 2 years, and which did not make a difference.
Okay.
It's precisely what we want to overcome now. And really,
but my gut's feeling is that the cause of the decrease in second and third stream is not about the support they get to get it done, not only, but also it was part of our policy to concentrate on education for a while, and well, we did it that well that it occupied us so much that we didn't get enough second and third projects. So my question would be, is it really that necessary to have this investment in support for getting the projects done in this way? And I cannot see it from the proposal that is here now.
And the answer is, without any reservation, yes it is. And that is also the feeling of the Strategic Council. And so this proposal is fully supported by the deans and also by the business directors.
Yep. Okay, I want to also go to different members of the University Council. Hamza, I see you already here.
Yeah. Still a little confused about what the final decision, but I do understand one thing that's really important to understand for all members is the support from the strategic board. And that is something that we did receive information that we have support from the strategic board. It wasn't clear whether that support is from three faculties and two are against it, but now that you've clarified that support from all faculties, that does in fact change the perception about this. I think in terms of the planning, in terms of what the idea regarding this is, it's something positive, it's something that the university needs, something very close to also to shaping 2030 vision that we have. The only question again that brought up again and again was that we're actually going through with something without having a detailed implementation plan, without having an evaluation of the previous years regarding how this has been going on. Nevertheless, I would say that this is a measure necessary because, as mentioned in the external meeting, that the role that is defined of the SPD to support the different faculties is something that they'll not be able to fulfill currently, which is why an expansion is in fact necessary. So I would personally say that it's important that we do in fact expand them, and later on we have the detailed implementation plan regarding how it will proceed into the next stage. That's something where we discuss how it's going to be reorganized.
Yeah, I want to go to Annika then.
Yeah, I have a different question. For years we hear we don't have sufficient external funding. Is that because we can't organize ourselves, we can't find a consortia, or is it because we're just too busy to create new ideas? A personal remark, I haven't been written anything in the last 2 years. Because it's just too occupied. And if you want to have creative ideas, you need time and space in your head.
It's a very good remark. The difficulty in the process of underperformance in terms of second and third stream money is a very complex thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see is that in addition to changing our priorities, as was mentioned with respect to education, it is also that the way that funding is being organized is also gradually changing. It means that from the more individual grants, there is more and more emphasis on the larger strategic programs. And these strategic programs, they require, of course, extended periods of time to think about it, yes, but also they require people that that are working on this on a continuous basis, forming networks, making sure that that alliances are being crafted, making sure that deadlines are being met when crafting proposals, and all of these things. So the process of doing funding is gradually changing from an individual pursuit to a common pursuit. And that is something that you see in the entire funding landscape, including Europe, including the NWO, including economic affairs. And this requires that you not only support the people, but also that outwards you have the contacts, that you have the continuity, but also the contacts that you have, that you keep entertaining discussions with them to make sure that you can also live up to expectations. And this long-term requirement, this is something that SPD can do. You've seen the successes with respect to the individual grants, but now it's the emphasis on these bigger programs that require coordinated efforts. The question on are there sufficient plans? I think what I see is that there are more than enough plans, but it requires also this effort of maintaining this on a continuous basis. Individual members are often over-asked if they do this for individual grants, so that means that you have to coordinate this in a proper way. I will not make a promise, but the intention is that it should decrease the work pressure, because this also gives the idea that on a combined basis you go for bigger consortia, bigger grants, so that the individual contribution of each individual member could be reduced. But I won't make promises there. But the intention is simply to decrease the workload of staff by approaching this in an organized way, and that has the full support of the strategic board.
Okay,
Chris?
I have to admit, Fornin, that I'm a bit reluctant to take this one on, because in my head it's fairly complex actually. But what I I do recognize that there are sort of two parallel discussions going on. You can also find in the background of these, like, you're talking about second and third stream funding on one hand, and you're talking finance on the same side, and in one breath of air it says, in the aftermath of U2 2020, UT does not yet meet its ambition to make a major impact on society, and then it goes on. Hence, a core challenge of shaping 2030 will be to further strengthen the UT's position as an entrepreneurial organization that anticipates and responds to needs of the society. Now, this is the complexity. I'm not quite sure if this supports the overall sustainability thought of 2030, because the real question is, what kind of actor do we want to be in this whole complex of society and her needs? To me, it makes a major impression that we are making concrete, if you want, with industry. I'm not saying that's totally true, but I do question it, and I haven't led this to a conclusion for myself, but we are vulnerable in this way, that as long as industry, and it's not any different in the coming 10 years, I'm afraid, is driven by profit maximization, then we should ask ourselves the question, how are we in that game? And I'm not sure what's being said here, talking about the background.
Can I react to
that? No, please do.
Because I appreciate your question, because those are also questions that we pose as a board. At the same time, one thing is clear, independently, on a standalone basis, you're definitely not making a difference. So you always have to do it with partners. And as long as society and also income is also generated by this kind of consortia, we have to deal with that. Promise made that in choosing those partners, we have to be damn sure that it is indeed in line with shape.
Wise words.
Okay, so how to proceed with this? It's a very simple. The board asks us a question, and it's up to us whether we want to react to this or not. If we do not react, the board continues within about 4 weeks' time. So it's normal that we always react to a question.
Yeah, I think the direct question is solving the capacity problem.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's something the board can decide for itself. But the more structural approach would be a reorganization. And then, of course, if you want to organize this support in business development, etc., better, then I think you have to think it through, and also what the role of the institute directors will be. I think they should have an important role, because they are the contemporary persons, so they should be involved very actively in pursuing large projects. So I would like to see how this plan is going to evolve, but for the time being, if there is a capacity problem, of course you should address it.
Yeah, according to me, that's precisely what we are now trying to do, indeed solve that capacity problem, first of all, because otherwise we would not even be able to draft that plan, and that is necessary. And rest assured that the scientific directors are closely involved in making this, and it's especially at their request also, to say, help us, because we cannot do sufficiently what we need to do.
Yeah, and I consider it a problem that faculties are already choosing to hire people to do the job, whereas I think it would be better to do this well coordinated. So also the creation of these extra positions should be discussed in detail in a total plan of this kind of support services.
Well, obviously there is also a responsibility of the faculties themselves, because they have their own budget and basically they can execute their own.
Yeah, but they shouldn't ask for extra support by the board centrally, and having extra positions which are doing about the same within the faculty. That's not the way things work, if we want to cooperate.
Okay. Question is what to formulate. At this, I just wrote down something. I hope I can read back myself. I want to try to summarize, and I have to see if you agree with it. What I think we agree upon is that we can consent to solve the capacity problem as indicated in the document.
Yeah.
That is what the consent is also about, and so that's why I would follow it. And my second sentence would be to request an organizational plan for that elaborates how the task of SBD is going to be taken care of. And perhaps I have to change a little bit, but in the last thing, but it's we have to start, but it at least gives us we have to start with this. We also have to make the clear what the complete environment is.
Yeah. And I would like to see a good analysis of the problem.
Yeah.
And what kind of organization
that should be inside the organization plan to take care of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Would that be a feasibility? Do I have to formulate this completely in writing? Because the presidium already has a task, if this is a simple task they can also do. But or can we simply say this is indeed what it should be?
No.
Yep, then well I don't hear anything, so then it's the shortest one and it's already what I proposed in all fashion. And luckily the band is running, so I hope that the tape is running, I should say, I think that's the
main one.
So and I'll take that back. Yeah. Okay. Then we decided that way. Okay?